in the setting we have before us, there is the sense of the person will be defiled, because that person unexpectedly and suddenly will pass away in front of him. So that's what the scripture presenting us. And yet the other side of the coin, there is a wonderful positive truth. Where do I see that? I see it with the provisions of God. That there is these things that will happen ignorantly, right? I mean, some of us will go to work and we hear somebody cursed. Is this defiling a thing or not? I think it's defiling. It's very defiling. But I like the positive aspect of it, that God, in His tenderness, given me a provision. And that provision, I would like to call it called confession, in light of what we see in the next few verses. Other brethren might talk about the turtle and the eighth day, but I just want to briefly summarize it by way of application. For us as Christians, God has given me a provision that is called confession. And once there is a confession, a sincere confession, the great news about it is that God is willing to give me the fresh start to again get back to that path of Nazariteship. And this is the greatness about it. That God is not only in the whipping business. You know, sometimes we have this this mentality that God just likes to whip. You know, bad boy, and all these things. But God in His sovereign grace loved me, and He has set before me what's in His mind. But in the presence of failure, and in the presence of weakness, and sinning by way of ignorance, He has made a provision as well. Mm-hmm. And brethren, for many of us are here, young and old, maybe we came to this camp with doing things we shouldn't do. The good news is this, that God wants to give each one of us a fresh start. Fresh start to walk in that path of separation and to honor Him. Let's take advantage of it today. Let us take advantage of confessing before God, and then we can continue in communion, as the brother reminded us earlier, with Him here on earth until He takes us home.
Mm-hmm. But John, it's with that confession, which is really an important part, there are 7 days. Mm-hmm. And I want us to be conscious of that, that the verse said in verse 9, that he got defiled. Mm-hmm. He has to wait 7 days before he shaved his head. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering now if the Nazarite said, why did I go? Why did I go into that tent? Why did I do that? Mm-hmm. There is that self-examination that has been going on. You know, we're living on an easy street now. Everything is drive-through. Even confession of sin is a drive-through. Yeah. You just say, I'm sorry, and you turn around, and you just, you know, 2 days later, you could do it again. No, it doesn't work this way with God. When we do something, and God allowed that so we would not do it again, that there got to be that time where you are sitting considering, what did I do? Moreover, because the Nazarite, look at that long hair. Imagine that he has a hair, you know, a vow for a year. You know, now 5 days left, and then all of the joy and the honor and glory. He's waiting for that, and then he got careless now because you know, you got saved. You remember the days you got saved, the first week, man. You are just very on fire. You are not going to turn the TV on. You are not going to listen to your iPod. You are not going to... You're going to the meeting. You're reading. Everything is just going great. And then, 2 years later, I know what they're going to talk about. I looked at Nazariteship before. There's this coldness that comes in. Coldness that creeps in. And creeps in. And Satan knows. And you get... You touch dead bodies. You're taking up with the joys of... And it hits you. Whoa. I just have 5 days left and look what I did. Now for 7 days he have to look at that hair and said, I'm going to cut it. And everybody going to know that I cut it because it was early. It was premature. I have to cut that hair. How awful sin is. Not only in the sight of God, but he comes to the very same conclusion now by for a period of time looking and said, what? Peter walked and wept bitterly. He realized how sin, and that's why we need to be conscious of what sin could ruin your life completely. A little act he didn't do. He was sitting and went and just, the guy dropped dead in front of him. He didn't know anything. But for 7 days. And then the confession comes. David had those 7 days. He realized God had to deal with him to wake him up. And he wrote Psalm 51. A psalm of confession. I have sinned against thee. The prodigal son came to himself. And it took him that long journey going back to his father. Those 7 days. He said, the hired men in my father's house have enough food to eat. And I'm cannot even get the husk of the pigs. And maybe that was the husk of the vine. He should have not eaten if he was a true Nazarite. But he was going after and the pigs would not let him eat it either. Sin is awful. And we need to be conscious. If we ever, Brother John said, you know what? God provided a way. But before you get to that way, you need to realize what you have done. Own it. Confess it before the Lord. And repentance is 180 degrees. But there is no kind of like, oh, it's a hopeless case now. I have messed up. No, you shave your hair. God provided a mean. And then you start all over again.
You know, I was just thinking, just to explain that thought, how many times I've been approached, for example, at work, in a situation where somebody comes and they justify their position, it's not my fault. Okay? That's the motivation. It's not my fault. And here, there's contact with a dead body inadvertently. Right? There's no such thing as this. Well, it's not my fault, Lord. The Lord is bringing about here exactly this very thought, is that we need to, it emphasizes the what sin is in the eyes and the heart of God, and that's what He wants us to take a hold of. Not it's not my fault, but the realization again is but what I have and then what's coming, that there is a way of redemption. There is a way of that communion can be restored. There is the sacrifice that comes in and is able to restore. And even though I've been in this place, God has prepared a way. Praise the Lord for it.